This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
As we get ready for Omar Kelly, I want to get into something on the football side with Tua. And I'm a little tired of the lazy takes, okay? And throughout this whole Tua process, my Lord, man, it's one lazy take after another, and it happens because I think people, they hear someone else say it, and then all of a sudden, and sometimes it's a reporter or a writer or somebody, and then they take it as gospel, and then they run with it, right? And there's been a terrible adjective that people have used to describe something that Tua needs to do, and that's the word aggressive. That's the word that I've heard. Omar, by the way, tells us he will join us at 10:30. So aggressive is the word that I've heard, and let me tell you something. That word is as bogus as it gets. Tua is the guy that played at Alabama. Tua is the guy that played in the SEC. Tua is the guy that came off the bench and saved Alabama's ass. Tua doesn't need to be aggressive. And here's where people, I think, have not deciphered what the quarterback position is and who Tua is and the process. Tua is a really smart kid. He understands the responsibility of being a quarterback and a leader, not just on the field, but off the field, in the locker room, on the street. He represents his team and his teammates and his community in the highest standard possible. Okay. We're talking, you know, Russell Wilson like, we're talking, you know, Tim Duncan like, we're talking Cal Ripken, we're talking Derek Jeter, we're talking, you know, that's this dude, right? He's one of those dudes. Those impeccable dudes that we've had in the history of time. It's not just sports and life too and all that. He's that dude. And so he's very conscious of everything, and everything he says, he understands how much it impacts. That's why he will talk about his team. He will talk about his teammates. He won't individually call someone out, never negatively, but even just positively, because then he leaves others out. He wants to credit everybody. You know, he's very conscious of all of that, and that's what he is also on the field. It's not a lack of aggressiveness. He wants to be aggressive. He will be aggressive, but he's also smart. And that's the difference between your regular rookie at times, who comes in, doesn't really know the offense as well, not really in sync, and then starts flinging the ball all over the place. And guess what happens? They're called turnovers. They're called interceptions. They're called mistakes. And again, we're talking about somebody that that understands his responsibility, right? And so this guy's been in pressure games. This guy knows what he needs to do. But here's the problem. When you're not comfortable and when you're not knowledgeable enough about what's going on, you're not adjusted to everything going on at this level, as a rookie quarterback, that will lead to a bunch of mistakes. So instead of making the mistakes, he stayed in a conservative mode as he learns and as he gets comfortable. And you're going to watch this season, because he's had the whole offseason. Now he's going to have a training camp. Now he's going to have a preseason. He's going to have individual workouts now against two other teams during this preseason. By the time the regular season rolls around, you are going to see a completely different Tua than you did last year. You won't recognize him physically. You won't recognize him athletically either. Why? Because he will be that quarterback that a lot of people want. But you cannot be aggressive without knowledge. You can't be aggressive without being comfortable and adjusted to the game speed and all those things. And once he gets adjusted to it, then he becomes much more aggressive in the process. It's not a matter that he needs to be aggressive. I don't want him to be aggressive if he's not comfortable, because that's going to lead to mistakes. And he's a heck of a lot smarter than I am to know that he doesn't need to do that right now. So he stayed within the offense. He stayed within what he could see the talent developing. And he tried to make the plays that he could make, the ones he felt comfortable with. This year, you're going to see an adjusted quarterback now. The offense is built for him. The coaches are there to take care of him and cater to his offense. Charlie Fry is there to work with him because he knows him as a quarterback, and he's a former quarterback. And you've gotten the weapons. All of these things have changed for Tua from last year. So this year, you're going to see a different Tua. It's not that he's going to be more aggressive. It's that he's going to end up being more comfortable, adjusted, and he's going to actually have knowledge of everything going on. When you have those things, then you can be aggressive and be successful. If you don't have those things, you go out there and be aggressive, and you're going to end up failing. So the word aggressive is the wrong word to use for Tua. What Tua needs is experience. What he needs to do is adjust to the game speed. Once he does that, everything will end up settling in. I guarantee you that. Love your realism, Big O. So with training camp about to start for the Dolphins, what's your realistic expectation where this team is at in the start of camp? James, I got to tell you something, man. The Dolphins are at a position they haven't been in over 25 years. That's the best part about everything that's going on here. The Dolphins are in an awesome spot. They've got a front office. They've got a real coach. They've got a quarterback. They've got more picks coming up. They've got a loaded young team now with all kinds of potential. I haven't seen the Dolphins be in this kind of position in forever, my friend. So they're in a great spot, and I think they're going to make the playoffs this year. Like I've said, 2021's the tune-up. 2022 is the title run, baby. That's what it's all about. So I think the Dolphins are on the brink of becoming a great team. This year will be the one where they lay the foundation to take that next step forward and become one of the best teams in the league. This year will be the year where they establish that. After winning 10, they'll win 11 or 12 this year. They'll get into the playoffs. They'll get some experience. And I think the following season is when you start seeing, you know, the potential of this team. I have nothing but incredible confidence that Tua is going to be one hell of a quarterback. That's why I don't get caught up in the silliness of Watson or any of that. I think somebody sent in a text earlier. Oh, no, you got to trade for Watson right now. No, dude, I'm not doing that. Not doing that. I'm not giving up a whole bunch of picks. And that's the other thing that you know what I love about some of these people out there? You're also so unrealistic. You know, some guy, oh, we'll trade a first and a second and Tua and Watson. You think that's what you're going to get for Watson? When they trade for Watson, it'll be like 3 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders, and a player. That's what it's going to be. You're going to have to give up a ton of picks. That's what I love about – you know what I love? I love the Heat zombies. I love the Dolphin zombies because they think every time they want to acquire somebody that, oh, no, we'll just give them Tyler Hero in a second-rounder, and they'll give us Bradley Beal. Meanwhile, Bradley Beal is going to go for 4 or 5 first-rounders. Miami doesn't have one, but don't tell the Heat zombie that. No, no, no. Don't tell the Dolphin zombie that. No, Aaron Rodgers, Jakeem Grant in a 7th-rounder and a 1st-rounder in 2036. They'll give it to us. That's the Dolphin zombie. That guy, I don't know. I'm not even going to look it up on the chat board already at this point. 1st, 2nd, and Tua, and give us Watson. Who the hell told you you're going to get him for that little? You know, that's the problem. You don't live in reality. Okay? And the guy with orange hair will be put back in office on August 1st, too. Sure, my pillow guy. Steve says, even with low-hanging fruit, I wouldn't make the trade. It could very well be a lateral move on the field. And Tua's a choir boy, not a drama queen. I mean, that's the good thing about Tua, that at least you're not going to – I think he's going to be a player, and I think he's the Derek Jeter type, dude. think he's going to be a baller. And I think off the field, he's just going to be like Russell. He's going to be impeccable. You know, Russell Wilson, you never have to worry about Russell Wilson ever. You know he's going to ball. You know he's going to sell out for his team. You know he's going to be a great leader. And then when he's away from the building, you never. You can sleep like a baby because you know Russell Wilson will always do the right thing because that's what he's all about. So, yeah, I'm with you. That's a good point there, Steve. You know, that's the beauty of Tua, that if you have a hell of a player, which I think you will have a hell of a player, you're also going to have a hell of a person, and you never, ever have to be concerned. Think about this, okay? Be honest now. Those of you that are on the chat board right now, and if you're podcasting later, I want to ask you this question. Be honest now, okay? It's a bunch of you right now on the chat board. Be honest. Let's say everything clears up right now, right? He settles with these women and all that. Okay. Are you, in your mind, 100% convinced that Deshaun Watson won't do anything stupid like this again? Because I'm not. That's the difference. Do you think he learned his lesson and he's never going to try anything like this again or similar or whatever? I don't, because you did it this many times. And that tells me that there's something there, bro. Something habitually is wrong. Oh, and by the way, he's got a fine-ass girlfriend. Have you guys seen his girlfriend? She's gorgeous, bro. And you're still doing all this behind the scenes? I'm sorry. I have problems with that. Whereas I know that if Tua's a baller, and he's a player, that other stuff that's gone on with Watson, never have to worry about it ever in my life. That'll never happen to Tua. Okay? That's it. I have 100% confidence in the human being as much as I do the athlete. But the difference is Watson's already accomplished. Watson is there. While I have faith that Tua will turn into a good player, he hasn't. So I could be dead ass wrong. And that's the difference, right? Watson is already, he's a made man, as they say. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and that's not up for discussion or anything. And so some of you out there, and I think that's where this lives. I think it lives solely or mostly, not solely, mostly, I think is the better word, with the people that don't believe in Tua. That's what I think. Usually the people that are bringing it up are the people that don't believe in Tua as it is. And so they think that that's their next chance at getting a quarterback because they don't currently have one. Whereas I think the Dolphins have one. He's just young and he's going to grow up and he'll get to, you know, adjust and he'll become a hell of a quarterback for the Dolphins for a long time to come. But that's the question you have to ask yourself.